Keaton Anderson. Welcome to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. I'm doing fine. I'm very, very happy to be on the show and be able to talk to y'all.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And, you know, when you first hear that number one signing class, that's sort of something special to take in and being part of that.
Yes, sir. It definitely is. You know, it's something to be grateful for. But then again, a number one signing class is not going to mean anything unless we go out there and prove it and win national championships, because that's the goal. That's the common goal for everybody, SEC championships and national championships. So just being able to go out there and prove that we are the number one class on the field is going to be a huge thing.
Keaton, you brought it up. I was not going to put the pressure on you, but you know the expectation in Tuscaloosa. You know the expectation with Nick Saban. It's about winning championships. How much of that was pressure, or was that a positive for you, knowing that the expectations are so high in T-Town?
No, I mean, that's one of the things that I loved about Alabama. So the fact that national championships is what is expected. It's not, oh, man, you know, we're happy to be here, but, like, we're there to win it. So that's something that I definitely took into consideration, just to be able to compete with all my teammates. We all have that one common goal of being the best of the best, and that's it. We're not going to take second for anything. So we're going to continue to work hard. And I know once I'm able to get there in May and the summertime, we'll just continue to bust our butts and just trying to get ready for this season and try to win another one and bring it back to Tuscaloosa.
Keaton Anderson, right now, inside the game, you chose Alabama over Tennessee, LSU, Miami. You had a ton of offers from around the country as far as schools. What did Nick Saban do different compared to those other schools, or was there anything different?
You know, Coach Saban, you know, he's just up front with me. He's honest with me. But the biggest thing that sold me on Alabama was just the university itself. I knew if something was to go wrong with football or the coaching changes, which is very common in today's football, our college football. So I just knew if anything was to happen, I'd still be happy there with my academics, with the people that I'm surrounded by, my teammates and friends that I have that are going to school there. So I just felt very comfortable with where I was, and I knew the success would come, and my hard work would definitely pay off with being with such great athletes around me.
Have you talked about the plans for 2015? 215-pound, 6'1 guy coming into Tuscaloosa. Are you coming with a mindset that I'm going to take a year, I'm going to redshirt, get stronger, bigger, faster? Or are you coming here to the mindset, how I can help this football team?
Well, my mindset is always to get there and play. I think that everybody is as a freshman, but, you know, you can't just talk about it and then expect to go get on or go play for the number one team in the nation. So I'm busting my butt, you know, every day just trying to get ready to help the team. And, you know, if it so happens that I get redshirted, then great. I get another year of education, another year of free education to be exact, and I get to get bigger, stronger, and faster. So, you know, that's not a negative thing about people getting redshirted. Some people may think it is, but, you know, it's not. But if I'm able to go there and contribute to them and help them on special teams or any situations that they want, start on defense, anything, then I'm definitely happy to do it and give it 110%.
Have you thought about a major here in Tuscaloosa? What would you like to major in?
Yes, sir. I'm going to major in business entrepreneurship.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Now, sort of. I don't hear that a lot, but man, I can hear it in your voice. You got some plans for the future, and not only playing football, but I like that business mentality as well.
Yes, sir. I mean, I understand just the fact that the percentage of me, you know, getting to the NFL or something that would bring an income to me, it's very slim. So, you know, I have to be set for after football, and if anything was to go wrong. Of course, I think everybody that goes plays college football, if they get the chance and the opportunity, of course, they're going to take it and be very grateful for that. But then again, you have to prepare yourself for living a normal life just like the rest of the people. But, you know, you got to make the most out of it. And I think with what Coach Saban will teach me will help me in my business world for sure. So, you know, just trying to prepare myself or whatever happens, and just try to be as successful in all ways of life.
Keaton Anderson, right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. Most of us that are listening to this program and talking with you right now, that we will never have a chance to be recruited by these big schools. I want you to sort of help us walk through. You had a chance to do your official visit a couple of weeks ago here in Tuscaloosa. Walk us through what's that like. I mean, you don't have to go detail through detail, but talk about the highlights of an official visit and sort of that carpet that's rolled out for prospects like yourself.
Man, an official visit is one of those times that you just want to go stay there forever because you feel like you're on top of the world. Everybody treats you amazing, you know, and everything is perfect for you. You know, the coach is always nice to you, and everything like that is great. But then, you know, the whole recruiting process in itself is fun. But then again, it can be stressful. It can be a stressful time to you and to your family. And to me, you know, I had stressful times, but then I had great times. But to be honest with you, I probably wouldn't go back and go all over again with it. I'm happy where I'm at, happy that it's over. I'm happy to be signed with the University of Alabama and continue my football career there.
But now is it true? I've often heard that, Nick Saban serves breakfast? Is that right? I mean, is that...
Yes, sir. Yeah, we had it on Sunday morning at his home. We were able to eat breakfast with him, and that was a memory that I will never forget.
So, like, all right. So now I'm digging for information here now. Okay, because I mean, I've covered Nick Saban since he got off the airplane in Tuscaloosa. He's never invited me over for breakfast, and I've never been a 4-star linebacker, a 5-star guy. I've never been anything. But what does he cook? I mean, is it Miss Terry cooking, or is it Nick Saban cooking, or maybe it's cater? What was on the menu?
You know, that's a good question. Who's got the food out? But. You know, it's just all there. It's all there when we get there. So, you know, from biscuits to gravy to crisps to bacon to eggs to omelets to anything that you want, man. It is a great time, and Coach Saban does it right for sure. So it's fun to be able to sit down with him and have just a normal conversation with him on a Sunday morning. You know, he just got back from church that day, and just be able to talk about little things like that me and him kind of see eye to eye with, and be able to sit with some of my future teammates and be able to talk to them and enjoy the day.
Yeah, well, and you know, the next time you'll visit Nick Saban's house is when you arrive in Tuscaloosa. He does something in the fall right before, I believe it's right before camp opens up, or it may be right during camp. He invites a lot of the players, especially some of the newcomers. He invites them to his house. He puts them on the back of an inner tube, and he takes his little boat that he loves to drive around Lake Tuscaloosa, and his goal is to get you off the inner tube. And he does it, you know, you may be a guy that can be counted on the football field, but he's testing to see if you can hold on to an inner tube. So I'm sort of preparing you for that.
Yeah, no, actually, I live on the lake, actually, so tubing is something that we do all the time in the summer, so I'm ready for that challenge.
All right, Keaton, give me the plans. What are you going through right now to prepare as far as conditioning? Do they have a sort of plan for you as far as the next few months before you arrive in T-Town?
Yes, sir. Well, the situation for me now is I get up at 4:30 and work out at 5. I'm just weights, and then from I have 7th and 8th period of my school day off because I have my electives completed. So I usually do like a core workout during that time, and then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon I do my speed work with one of my coaches and two other of my teammates, one that will be playing ball at Stanford and one that is an upcoming senior. So we get my conditioning in at that time. So I have a busy day. I'm not taking any time off for sure.
Time out. I did a special show this morning, and I got up at 5:30, and I've been complaining all day long. You're telling me that you get up at 4:30 every single day?
Every single day, schoolwork and all, I'm still up at 4:30. Gotta get it in.
Now I know why I'm not a certain star linebacker. 4:30, 4:30, man. That's dedication, my friend, and that's what's going to separate you from a lot of the other players in college football around the country. Keaton, it's going to be nice to see you in Tuscaloosa and representing the University of Alabama. Highly profile guy from Florence, Alabama. I've enjoyed this conversation. I hope we can visit again before you arrive,
sir,
in Tuscaloosa.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on. It's been fun. I'm looking forward to getting Tuscaloosa as well.